The Pulitzer Prize-winning play Disgraced deals with what it means to navigate American culture as an other. The playwright, Ayad Akhtar, is a Pakistani-American Muslim. He told KUOW's Marcy Silman, there is a tension of having your identity shaped by both the United States and Pakistan.
I think the dualism of what, for lack of a better way of putting it, and it's going to sound academic, and it is, but it's also very accurate, post-colonial Muslim identity. The paradoxes and contradictions of that are rich and complicated. I think that one of the poles within what I would call post-colonial Muslim identity has to do with an oppositional way that many in the Muslim world have defined themselves in opposition to the West. And so that creates a complicated legacy where emigration to the United States is complicated.
Yeah. As I understand it, you came to the whole writing thing kind of late. That wasn't what you planned to do, and yet you're so prolific. So was writing a way for you to work out these thoughts that you had, or was writing something that you wanted to do and you just didn't initially feel like that was the place that you could work?
I have a long, long history with the desire to write and the vocation or whatever it's ended up becoming. I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be a writer since I was 15. I had this high school teacher change my life. And I've just been through a lot. I went through a lot of struggle, self-doubt, confusion around writing and I think for many years I just didn't have a lot to write about. I think it's one of those things where, you know, maybe there's a lot there inside, but you don't have access to it. And so I wrote basically privately for a good 15 years. I never really showed people the work I was doing, but I was writing regularly.
I read that you went to the University of Rochester initially, and then people praised your work. And
well, I'd written a short story in fiction. It was my first workshop, and my teacher called me into his office and said, this is the best short story I've read by a student, and it might be one of the finer short stories I've read. And I know the editors at the New Yorker and the Atlantic. Here are their addresses. I think you should send it. I don't know if you're going to get published, but I think you got a good shot. And I was, of course, over the moon. I was 18. But I couldn't write another word because I didn't know where the story had come from. And I thought, if I publish something, people are going to ask me for another one. I don't know how to do this again. The whole situation caused me to tumble into this awful depression and eventually resulted in me leaving that school. I had started working in the film business. I had gone to film school as well. And I started making a living is a big word, eking out a living, writing screenplays in New York. And I wrote 9 and learned a lot about storytelling. And then came back to, after 5 years of doing that, came back to writing again and wrote American Dervish, which is my so-called first novel, was actually my second novel. So
first published novel.
Exactly.
Telling a story is telling a story, but you have now 3 platforms that you tell these stories in. And I always am curious how a writer who wears a lot of hats like that decides, okay, this is for stage and this one is a novel and this should be a film.
You know, each of them have placed different kinds of strengths, and there is a very eloquent interiority that prose fiction has because you can speak to the interior, you can describe it, you can give it voice. The theater has a paradoxically the opposite. It's almost pure exteriority. There is no access to the interior of the characters, which paradoxically creates a heightened interiority in the audience because the audience is filling in that description. And so it's a different dynamic that's happening in the story. And some stories are better spoken eloquently about from that interior place, and others are better. There's a certain withholding that creates another kind of engagement that's better. And you know, it's not an intellectual decision so much as it is almost a physical sort of inclination of whether a story was going to feel right in one mode versus another. You know, and of course, screenwriting film is a completely different, has a different quality as well.
all of this work in all these media that you have engaged, or at least the works that I know of, do deal with identity, do deal yeah. with this subject of the modern Muslim, as you mm-hmm. called it mm-hmm. earlier. Do you deviate from that subject, or is this something that really is what is in your mind all the
time? Well, you know, it's funny. My mom, you know, not that long ago was sort of chiding me, chastising me on the phone, saying, "You've got to stop it with this Muslim thing, Ayad." And I was like, "Mom, I don't choose my subject matter. It's not – I'm not making a choice that I'm going to write about this." And, you know, your subject matter finds you, and so – one idea leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next, and suddenly you've got a lot of work to do. From my perspective, I'm really just writing about the American experience or the experience of faith. To me, that's what I'm doing. But I think that the filter of the other, which doesn't feel like an other to me, it just feels like me, is something that is inevitable in the time that we're living in.
That's playwright Ayad Akhtar. Speaking in 2014 with KUOW's Marcy Silman, the Seattle Rep describes his play that opens this weekend in part by saying, "Pakistani-American Amir seems to be living the American dream. A successful New York lawyer, he enjoys a comfortable life with his American wife, a talented artist influenced by Islamic imagery. But when his Muslim heritage is questioned, his life begins to unravel." Ayad Akhtar's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Disgraced, opens this weekend at Seattle Repertory Theater. You're with KUOW's The Record.